This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9.07 Monday morning. It's a beautiful, crisp, bright blue sky autumn day out there.
This day ripped right past me. Our morning here. I
know,
just can't believe it.
He goes, "What's coming up in the trash?" I'm like, "Nothing." And then for like 2 minutes, he's like freaking out about how fast today was.
I can't believe it.
It's because it was fun.
It was fun. It was a good day. Well, yeah. We're back. You know, it's just, it goes fast. We have a good time together.
And Brent's here.
Brent!
And Diamond's here.
Diamond!
Well, not here, but you know.
Not here.
Well, she's, you know, yeah, here on Earth.
Here. Like in America.
Amongst us.
Hey, does Anita know that we call Cameron Diamond?
Well, she knows. Yeah, she knows about Diamond.
Yeah.
I tell her about it. So.
All the kids have nicknames.
And I'm sure she's going to. Yeah, that name's going to stick. It's too good not to stick.
Yeah,
right?
It's pretty funny.
What's her middle name?
Diamond.
It's Casey.
Oh,
Cameron Casey.
Yeah. Because my mom's
C-C. Cute.
My mom's K and her mom's C, so we combined the two and named her Casey.
Oh, you did Casey with a K?
Oh,
we did it with a C, but it's Casey. But she didn't want her initials to be CKN, like chicken. I don't care. I thought that's cute.
So now they're KKN?
No, it's CCN. Cameron Casey with a C.
Uh-huh.
She didn't want CKN.
Okay.
Because it's too much like chicken.
CCN?
Like chicken, yeah. I don't know. I'm like,
CKN
sure.
Would be considered chicken?
Wouldn't it?
It's no. Missing a lot of letters.
Yeah. Yeah,
CHKN maybe, but CKN.
Well, sounds like she put a lot of thought into it.
She put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, that's
fine.
Okay, honey, that sounds great.
Yeah, I mean, you should, for sure, that person that's, you know, the unfortunate ones where it's like, wow, you didn't think about that.
Yeah. Did you, I'm sorry, did you say that Cameron's your mom's name?
No, my mom's name is Kelly, and her mom's name is Kathy, so it's K-C. My mom's with a K, her mom's with a C.
But then they shined both of those on and went C-C. So I'm not sure for the
I don't know.
The backstory is just like lost. Whole, like, you lost
yeah.
us all.
It's fine. Diamond it is.
We're out lost in the weeds, Bryn. Bring us back home.
I thought it made
chicken.
Sense.
Doesn't it
know? The abbreviation for chicken, just so you know, is C-H-X.
Oh, my God. That's so far.
Chicks.
From yeah. chicken. You only have one of the three letters. You have the C.
Don't worry about it,
there's no
guys.
K and there's no N.
What came first?
The chicks.
Anyway.
Hey, guys. It's time to give out tickets to sold out Alice in Wonderland.
Can
got
I
these.
Get an amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Holy Ghost.
Crank this up. Let's hear a little Maren Morris right now. All right, so Maren Morris is opening up the show, and then John Mayer takes it away and kills it at our sold-out Alice in Wonderland. You turn it up a little bit.
Yeah, the volume's really... There you go.
I was letting her talk.
Well, I was thinking we're featuring the artist now. Oh, nice. Say what you need to say. John Mayer and Maren Morris, sold-out Alice in Wonderland. Listen all day. Lots of chances to win your way in. And listen to Jane at 405. She has tickets to Disneyland, too. Like, we have everything all day long. Right now, caller number 97, 800-400-3697 gets tickets to sold-out Alice in Winterland.
See you there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
That's all right. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, well. It's wonderful.
Wow.
I guess we should go, too, huh, you guys?
Yeah.
Are you going to bring your? Are you going to bring your girlfriend / wife?
I think it was just safe to say wife.
Yeah, I think we just say wife. Yeah.
Just say wife?
Yeah.
Yes.
Brent, should we say wife or girlfriend for you? What do you want us to say?
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, okay. You guys make yourselves happy.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing, right?
Basically. Yeah.
As long as you guys are happy with it. Yes, I'm bringing Christina.
Thanks.
Yes. And you're bringing Anita.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Oh, Anita's going to go?
I haven't asked her yet, but I'm assuming she's going to go. Yeah, she goes
she'll probably want to get out of the
I
house.
I think so, yeah.
I think my parents might be coming.
All right.
Nice.
I don't know. They get in that day, so they might not be up for
oh,
it.
You know they love going to the concert.
Yeah,
they do.
What else they got going on?
Yeah. Well, you know, they might be tired.
Right. No, not your parents.
I know, that's so true.
They like to
My
party.
My God, they do like to party. I guess that's where I get it from.
Right. 800-400-3697 is also our text number, as I know many of you are calling now to win those tickets to Alice in Winterland. Here
Everybody
are the texts that we got. 650 says, my sister had Dawn dolls in the 70s. More athletic Barbie, they say. Flat feet, so she could actually stand up without high heels. More realistic figure. On that Dawn doll.
I truly don't remember. That's what I had was Dawn dolls. Where's my Dawn doll? I need my Dawn doll.
We got a Barbie right now in the house that's with her at all times. And they do have janky feet.
Yeah, their feet are
heeled.
For high-heeled. Yeah.
Then you have to read Falling for Rapunzel to your daughter. Best book.
Oh.
Yeah, read whatever to her, so sure. She's learning to read now.
It's great.
So fun.
She's becoming a little lady, then.
Yeah, it's a trip. 408, Meghan Markle is definitely better looking than Prince Harry, says 408.
Oh, I don't know. I think he's hot.
Yeah, he's not bad looking at all.
She's pretty good looking, too, though.
Oh, she's absolutely beautiful.
I just saw a video of her, because you handed me a black and white photo. I just saw a picture of her. What is her mix? As they call her mixed
Caucasian
race.
She's Caucasian and African American.
Okay. I used to fill a Ziploc bag with water and put a washcloth over it, and bam, a Barbie waterbed.
Oh, funny.
That's great.
Yeah, I always wanted the dream house. I never got that. You know, you'd have to, I had a little wooden dollhouse that my dad had made for me.
Mm-hmm.
Dollhouses were the best. Oh, maybe that's why I had Dawn dolls, because I don't think a full-size Barbie would have fit in my dollhouse I had.
Oh.
Now that I think about it, it had pretty... I actually wish I still had that thing. Like, my dad made me a dollhouse. Mm. That was awesome. I think my mom took, like pieces of our old rug in it. And
You really think that thing would have made it the 20 moves you've made on your in
I
your
don't
radio
know, but
career?
How sad that it's not... Like, you know, it's awesome that... That he made that. I haven't thought of it in years. I just pictured it.
Aw, sweet.
Oh. Hmm.
925 says, last week my fiance called off our wedding.
Oh, no.
The wedding was supposed to be this Saturday.
Oh,
thank
boy.
You so much for being a constant in my day during this hard time.
Yeah, we are not breaking
you
up.
Have
you
have helped me get to work every day.
That is so rough.
I know, but you know what? You're so better off that it happened. She did you a favor because.
Or he.
Last week, my fiance.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that can be.
Either.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Is there anything else in there that would indicate?
No, you're right.
When I read that, I assumed it was a girl.
Oh, it's funny.
In.
I assumed it was a dude. Huh.
I guess I just thought fiance. Well, of course it could be interchangeable, right? Well, whoever, they did you a favor because the divorce is way worse than...
than a canceled wedding.
Than a non-marriage.
It's embarrassing. Everyone had already made their plans to get to your wedding, but...
Now they're off the hook. They're actually glad. They're stoked.
Yeah.
They got a day back
in
their life.
With everything that you couldn't get your deposit back on.
Vinny, you sound like George from Seinfeld. He got a massage and he was worried about it moving while getting rubbed down. Well, I do think that's why guys would prefer a female... massage therapist.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. He just feels more comfortable with a chick, he said. But then he bitches because they're not strong enough. And I was like, well, there is. God bless you. There is a way to get stronger hands there, Johnny.
Why do you automatically assume the sexual assault at Massage Envy is being committed by men? Female massage therapists are just as capable of improperly touching either male or female clients on their table, says 415.
Yeah, it is wrong of us to assume that. I'm sure half of those 180 people complaining are men. I'm
Actually,
sure
I didn't even
true.
Read into the microphone what some of the allegations are. They go beyond inappropriate touching even.
There's full-on breaching of the hull.
Yes, there's...
You know, there's... They sound like female complainants, but I am not positive. Anybody can do stuff with their mouth, so...
That's... You know, you... Never mind.
Yeah,
I
know.
I found a Seinfeld clip if you want to hear it, Tia.
Oh, sure, why not?
All right.
I'm always up for a little Seinfeld.
There it is. Your husband won't. And that's why.
I don't really think that's why, but okay, whatever.
My husband will only go to a female massage therapist because when he was a teenager, a male massage therapist got fresh with him.
Oh.
It's a 650.
Goodness.
fresh. It's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of massage envy stuff.
Oh, people who've been violated?
To be fair, there was 11 years between Toy Story 2 and 3 and 12 years between Monsters, Inc. and University. And when Incredibles 2 comes out next year, it'll be 14 years since the first one.
Pixar's
not really known
years?
For quick sequels. Yeah, but the thing about Frozen is it hit in a way that the Incredibles didn't. Like, that Elsa and the marketing and the songs are...
It was a runaway hit.
It's a cult. I don't know how else to put it. Mm. Like, the kids... They should already have Frozen 3 in a pipeline.
Right.
If that's how long it takes.
I think you said 2 years from today is the release date of...
November 27, 2019.
Incredible.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't wait for the new Incredibles. I can't believe that's been out for 14 years.
I'm just seeing it.
God, I've seen that movie 20 times. Weekend. So good. Oh my God, I want to live on that island where the evil kid lives.
I watch a movie a day. Justice League sucked. It was just as bad as Batman versus Superman. Too much bad graphics.
You watch a movie a day, huh?
The best part of it was Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman was very cute. I went to see... Wonder, the movie, was very cute. I went to see Three Billboards, but left halfway through it because people kept laughing at all the racist jokes.
Oh.
Coco was the number one grossing film in Mexico of all time.
Wow.
Kids at Coco kept asking their parents if they were at the wrong movie while watching the short. Well, that's true.
If that film, if Justice League is as bad as Batman versus Superman, I'm definitely never going to see it. That movie, Batman versus Superman, was so horrible.
Yeah, it sounds like it's like that.
Ugh.
Oh my God, you guys, Survivor. Did you talk about it yet? Joe is such a DB.
I know.
Mike too, geez. Which one's Joe?
Joe's the one with the beard growing. He's the real brash one that thinks he's running the game, played his idol, and doesn't have... He's oh, God. Dude, I know that person. Like, you know, everybody's met that guy. He's going to tell you how it is.
I don't know.
I
saw an episode yesterday or the day before.
Are you caught up?
That's the thing. I'm not sure. I don't want to spoil... Spoiler alert for Survivor, okay?
Let me ask you this. Was there a juror who came in on your episode during Tribal?
Yes. Yes.
Then you're caught up. There's only been one with the one juror.
Okay. She looked great, too, by the way.
Freaking gorgeous. Gorgeous girl.
Yow. Wonder was absolutely beautiful. Ugly crying in the theater for the win.
Who's in Wonder again? I forget.
Owen Wilson. Mm. And I think Julia Roberts.
Yeah, that's it. Right. That was the big name.
Why is Brent at the studio? I thought he was on paternity leave.
He got sick of hanging with Diamond and Anita.
That's not true.
I know.
I just missed you guys.
I was so happy to see you this morning.
It's debatable.
I know a guy. I don't want to say too much. I don't want to give too much detail. But I know a guy who was like, yeah, I'm going to be a stay-at-home dad. And he hadn't worked for a while. He was going to school.
With quotes.
So the kid comes, and he's back at work in 6 months.
Yeah. It's no joke, man. You think it's going to be a vacation? Mm-mm.
Right.
That is a hard job. You have no idea.
Hey guys, Wheatfield dancing creates an instant image in your head that fits what people picture about Tim and Faith. Plus, guess who wrote it? Ed Sheeran. I'd say he knows how to write it. It's like, yeah, we're just guys.
Yeah, we just thought it was cute.
We don't have any hits. I have a couple hits to my name. But, you know, as far as bands go, we don't really have any hits. We're just goofing.
Yeah.
Although I have a couple hits. But, you know.
Boobs are cool.
And the other one's pretty hot.
Your mom.
Too. Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. All these songs we are not allowed to play on the station. Oh, I wonder if we can now. We can?
Don't do it.
Wait.
Not until we have some kind of actual permission. Because I don't want to get in trouble.
Let's give Susan a couple drinks and run these by her. See if she's into it.
Maybe we could do a show for her.
Oh, my God.
415, better put some pants on your face for your next bike ride, Sarah.
Yeah. I have some pants on my... I don't want any flies in my eyes.
My hair was so thin, my wife told me to shave it. It was the best thing I ever did. Love it. Staying bald.
Yeah.
Yourself a favor. Trying to hold on to hair. What is that?
The shave.
Ridiculous.
But I also like the super close crop. I think that looks good too. But yeah, when you got the Elon Musk picture from 10 years ago, I don't know, before he got his hair
way
transplant.
Way longer than that, I think.
However long. He's balding on the top, so it's real thin and sort of combed over. And then the sides are kind of bushy. Like, it looks so... It looks not as
well,
good as he looks now.
He clearly got a clue from one to
someone
the next.
Went, yeah. Come on, I'm going to take you to...
Dude, you're a billionaire.
God.
Snap
let's,
out of it.
Let's get you some hair. Billionaires can have anything
did
they
you,
want.
Hey, Hooman?
Yes, sir.
Did you know Elon before he got new hair?
I mean, look, I've met him a few times.
Uh-huh.
We haven't had more than a 10-second conversation. He's really, really close friends with Zem. Like, they hang out all the time.
Your friend Zem. Oh, I saw her a lot this weekend, too.
You did?
Yeah, well, last weekend. I saw her at the benefit and at Hooman's birthday party.
Oh.
I found the quote that you guys were saying about he can't be happy without a girlfriend.
Yeah, what
so
is
he
it?
Said, Musk says, I cannot be happy without a girlfriend. I never want to be alone. I don't want to be alone. Despite having a successful career, life feels empty without someone to share it with. I will never be happy without having someone. Going to sleep alone kills me. It's not like I don't know what it feels like, but being in a big empty house and the footsteps echoing through the hallways and no one's there and no one on the pillow next to you. And then he says the F word. How do you make yourself happy in that situation? How do you make yourself happy in a situation like that? And then it goes on to say, this is interesting, is there anybody you think I should date? It's so hard for me to even meet people. And this is something he said to Rolling Stone's editor, Neil Strauss.
That's what I was reading, the article from Rolling Stone.
I'm looking for a long-term relationship. I'm not looking for a one-night stand. I'm looking for a serious companion or a soulmate. Hasn't he been divorced four times or something?
No one can stand him.
Well, he's pretty needy.
Yeah,
sounds like it.
It
appears.
Jeez.
But I mean,
is my whole job is to wait here on the pillow for you to walk near you so you're not the only footsteps echoing? Why don't you get some rugs on your floors if your footsteps are echoing? $1 billion worth of rugs.
Kick your shoes off in the doorway like the rest of us have to do.
Yeah. No shoes in the house.
He's really like kind of bearing his soul there. It's crazy that he's so transparent. He must really be lonely.
Poor little thing.
You know, you think all the
he's
money so and success.
Ronery and sad re roam. There's no one, just me only. Sitting on my little throne.
Nice to know that our local radio station is doing something to help the people affected by the fires, especially since our president didn't do bleep to help us.
No doubt. Mm.
Yeah, we're going to do that this Friday instead of Toys for Tots. And it wasn't, you know, easy.
No.
Like, we've been doing Toys for Tots forever, but it didn't seem like with what happened up north, that's where our effort should go.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean, you know, we'll go back. Hopefully next year we can resume our Toys for Tots drive.
Yeah.
That's always super fun. But this year, by the way, it's super easy if you can't make it out. And all the details are at RadioAlice.com. We're doing the big donation day this Friday, two different locations. But if you can't make it to one of them, Los Gatos and Corte Madera, please go to tippingpoint.org/Alice or text the word Alice to 20222. That's an automatic $25 donation. It counts toward the total that we pull in on Friday. You know, or less. You know, go to tippingpoint.org/Alice. You make a dollar donation, whatever you can afford.
That's all.
Okay, great. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Super fun day today. Just flew right by.
It sure did.
Yeah. Good to be back.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you guys had as nice of a Thanksgiving break as I did. Now we're rocking through the holidays.
Heck yeah, we are.
Hey, did you have a good vacation?
Uh-huh.
You were here, though, huh?
I worked a little.
It's hard for her not to.
It was really hard for me not to work, but I wanted to get my email all taken care of, you know, with the new company, print out a bunch of stuff for you guys. And,
hello, intercom.
Yeah, and do all that stuff. So it was fine.
Yeah, it's so weird, huh? I mean, it's still the same place, but it's also
different. And we have something another big meeting tomorrow. So
I
that
know.
Is so
oh my
fun.
God!
I know.
All the big wigs are coming.
Yay, meeting! Well, it'll be right after the secret show, so it'll be fine.
So today is a gorgeous day. Get out there and enjoy it. After the last couple of days of rain, I don't know if we earn a good day, but we have one. So enjoy that. Just beautiful blue skies out the window right here. And we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.